This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
All right. Hello, podcast people.
I'm very excited because...
What has
today, I will tell you, I'm just having this app load. Hang on. I have it. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. At a certain time today, there is a match between my favourite tennis player, Coco Gauff, and someone else. And then afterwards is one of my favourite male tennis players, Ben Shelton, playing someone else. And then after that is one of my other favourite tennis players, Naomi Osaka. She's playing someone else. So that is three matches in a row that I'm very excited about.
And what time did they start at?
I don't know. Like, it starts at 10. Like, actually, Naomi Osaka could be on now in the next 5 minutes.
And how long does the average tennis match last?
Depends.
It could go on for ages, like, could it?
It could go on for 5 hours. It could go, like, women sometimes go on for an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Play for 5 hours. You must be wrecked.
But it's only in a Grand Slam.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so, like, a Grand Slam is the best of five sets.
Mm. You can't watch that outside, though.
You can. I would watch it on my phone or something.
Would you?
Yeah. If it's nice. I'm trying to think, do I have anything else? I think I might be going for a few drinks tonight. I'm not entirely sure.
Me too. And I'm scared because I had 2.5 drinks last night and I feel like I was out till 3 o'clock. I don't know what's going on. But my dad is coming up tonight and so is my brother. My brother's going back to Australia tomorrow.
Oh no. He's probably buzzing though, is he?
No. I think
is he not?
You'd be a bit torn after being home, you know, saying goodbye again.
Yes, fair.
Like saying goodbye.
What part, like, is he going to work? Is he going to chill? Is he going to travel?
He's working away over there. He's life over there now, you know?
Okay.
Like, I don't think, like, this was just a little visit.
Right.
So,
that's sad.
Yeah, it is. It sucks. Fuck it. It sucks, actually. So, yeah, they're coming up tonight. So, I think we'll be in the Two Sisters with, like, family friends. So,
oh, I love the two. Do you know what? I was only thinking of the Two Sisters the other day. And I was like, Emma used to frequent the Two Sisters. And I don't know why, because it's not really anywhere near you.
That's not far. It's only up the road.
It's in Temple Oak.
I'm in Rathfarnham. It's only up the road, up past the yellow house, turn left, swing another left up the road by the Rathfarnham shopping centre and you're there. It's like a 5 minute drive.
5 minute drive?
Yeah, like I couldn't walk.
That's what I was thinking.
A taxi, like.
Yeah, it would be a 5 minute drive. But like, how long to walk it? Like?
Probably an hour.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
On foot.
Yeah.
But like, really, it's only up the road. Like,
yes.
In a car, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
We will see you tomorrow. Have a lovely day and enjoy the sun.
Good luck. Bye.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Good morning, what's going on? Now it feels like the week is flying.
Because it's Thursday.
Yeah. Now I'm happy. Now I can deal with this now. But do you know what? This morning really proves that there are two types of people in the world.
Go on.
Emma Nolan is sitting here in a full-blown snooty.
Oh, yes.
The fuzzy charged snooty we used to give away on this show.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here in a t-shirt and I wish I brought shorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I walked into Emma in the snooty and I was like, Jesus, it's roasting. I feel like the whole room is in a snooty. Two types of people. I cannot believe you're cold.
Yeah, no, I am cold today.
That's nuts.
Yeah, my recovery is on 29%. In bed at 10:15.
Oh, should we?
Sorry.
When did you find out your recovery? Oh, I'm only 66. Oh, instantly my day's ruined.
I'm 29.
Okay.
Or 28.
You went out last night though, didn't you?
Yeah, but I was in bed at 10:15. I had 2.5 drinks.
I was in bed.
With me? Is this what 33 means?
I was in bed for 8:30 and I'd say I was asleep.
Oh, you big liquor.
I said I was asleep before. Why the hell?
Now, teacher,
I was in bed by 8:30.
And I didn't go to the pub. I didn't go to a restaurant last night. No, I said, do you know what? I'll have my green beans and I'll go to bed at 8:30, even when the sun's still shining. You're like Bosco going on in front of Callum. And I can wear a t-shirt
today. That's the plan, boys and girls.
Yeah.
We just all have to eat healthy and make sure we don't go to the pub.
And then you won't have to wear a snooty in work and you'll feel healthy. And I'll have your little bagel. Look at your little bagel there now, delighted about yourself. Yeah.
I really am delighted about myself.
Yeah.
I feel like I deserve the world.
There are 7-year-olds who are up later than you last
night. Every one of my housemates went to the pub last night and I said, not for me, lads. Bed by 8:30. The earplugs in, didn't hear a word when they came home.
He's such a smug effort.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So, I want to give all props to this Instagram account called Talk of the Townsends. They're a podcast. It's a guy that I really like online called Benedict Townsend, and he talks a lot about movies.
He sounds very English.
He is quite
Benedict
English.
Townsend.
Benedict Townsend, very English. So they have kind of a movie podcast, and they were asking their listeners about plot holes in movies and what are the main plot holes that they think of when they think of a plot hole in a movie.
Yep.
And so a lot of people wrote in with the same answers and they basically went up and they were like, oh, here's first place or whatever. Now, I haven't done first place and 10th place or anything like that, but I've just given you a list of some plot holes that I think when you hear them, you're going to go, oh, yeah. But then there's a lot of them that I looked through the comments and people were like, well, that's because of this. But I was like, yeah, but that's such a good plot hole before I knew that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you the plot hole and then I'm going to tell you the rebuttal.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay, so plot holes in movies. All Christmas movies, most movies, the kids believe in Santa, but the parents don't. But Santa clearly exists because who do the parents think delivers the gifts?
Obviously.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like when the parents wake up on Christmas morning, they come down, are they not like, we've been the opposite of robbed?
Yeah.
Do you know what I
mean? We've been gifted.
But the, you know when you know their faces where it's like, oh, sweetie. And you're like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Who do you think delivers the gifts?
Clearly it's
you're
Santa.
Clearly not doing it.
So it's, you know, obviously Santa.
Because you see Santa go down the chimney. You see him. In, yeah. I just think that's stupid. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. Why do the parents have to take on that side when clearly...
When clearly he is. Like, yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? In The Little Mermaid, Ariel signs her name to sign a contract with Ursula, but chooses not to write anything down when she can't talk to Prince Eric.
But so she can write, she just can't talk.
Yeah, she can't. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I know, I'm with you.
Why didn't she just
Why
write?
Why didn't she write, hey man,
some witch stole my voice.
Took me voice.
Now, the rebuttal for this is she might not know how to write other words, just her name. Some people were like, my 3-year-old can write her name, but not other
yeah,
words.
Yeah, but Ariel's like a teenager.
Yeah. I don't know what they'd be teaching undersea.
Yeah, true. Different vibe down there.
The movie Gremlins.
Don't know it.
I don't know it either, but I do know the famous thing that gremlins, after midnight, you can't feed them because they'll go berserk. But someone was like, midnight where?
In what time zone?
I thought that was stupid.
I think that's great.
I think that's stupid because I'm like,
yeah, but
if you bring it to Spain, it's midnight in Spain. It's if you bring it to Ireland, it's midnight in Ireland. Like,
right.
But what I will say is, like, what time does midnight stop? Do you know what I mean? Is it like
after midnight?
They can't be fed after midnight.
Yeah,
what time does midnight stop?
So what time is when is morning?
Is it like 6 a.m. they can eat again?
Is 5 still nighttime or is 5 morning? Is 3 sometimes morning?
Well, I have a lot to get through, so I should really hurry
sorry.
Up.
Okay,
this.
Okay.
But I can totally get why you get stuck on some of these. Shawshank Redemption. Who put the poster back on the wall? Because when he climbs through the poster is then stuck to the wall again.
Yeah, and he can't have gone backwards because the tunnel was so small.
Exactly.
So he couldn't turn
you couldn't put your hand down there because they ripped the poster. Now, apparently, it's debunked. Apparently, people saw him working on the corner of the poster. Who knows? Toy Story 1. Buzz Lightyear doesn't believe he's a toy. Why does he still freeze when Andy walks up?
Good point. Well
Good
made.
Point, isn't it? Toy Story 4. Why is Forky alive? He's just a plastic fork with googly eyes. The ramifications of that are endless. Like, what if you put googly eyes on a chainsaw?
That's so true.
Now, apparently it's because the girl who made him made Forky as a toy because she didn't have a toy. So he is a toy. That's why he came alive. But like, I'm still... Thank God she wasn't playing with a chainsaw.
Yeah, true.
Harry Potter. Fred and George had the Marauders map for years. Why did they never question Peter Pettigrew sitting on Ron's lap?
Oh.
This won't mean anything to you, Emma.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
But then it was debunked. Apparently, only other Marauders can see other Marauders on the map. Pettigrew was a Marauder. So... Harry's dad could see him, and Harry can now see him because yeah. Harry's dad. Another Harry Potter one. When they're hiding Harry from Voldemort and they need to travel, why does everyone turn into Harry? Everyone. Why doesn't Harry just turn into someone else?
I think the
it apparently has been debunked. People are like, it's been explained in the books.
Yeah, I think it's something to be like, you can't hit all the Harrys, so.
I don't know what it is, but yeah. It's something like they have to get him alive or something.
Yeah.
Armageddon. I've never seen it, but I get the premise from this plot hole. Surely it would have been easier to teach astronauts to drill rather than train drillers to be astronauts.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
That would make more sense, you'd think. And then Back to the Future. Why weren't Marty's parents freaked out that their son looked exactly like the young guy who got them together back in the day? Again, it's been debunked. Why would you remember someone that you knew for a week 30 years ago? So that's kind of fair.
I remember someone if I knew them for a week. And
I think the best one has to be the Buzz Lightyear one.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
That's the most plot-holy one.
Yeah, because why freeze? It's like, I'm just like you, man.
But yeah. I like it. Yeah, he thinks he's an astronaut.
More from this podcast on the show. So last night it was
your birthday.
It was my birthday, and I met Jack after work, and we were going to go to Dean. But it's really, really hard to say Dean and not Dion, because it's D-I Father O-N.
Well, this is the thing, because we've been saying this in the office to people.
And people have said, like, what? It's Dion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brendan yesterday was like, it's Dion, not
It's Dean. Not Dion. I've asked them twice, the two times I've been there, and they went, no, it's actually Dean.
But then you say that to people who are your friends, and they think you're going to
the Dean.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So I always preface it, I've been once, and I was like, I went to Dean, the rooftop restaurant on Dame Street.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then
they need some social stuff to be like, you know what I mean?
Here's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already know they don't listen to this show because I
have complained about
their chips twice and nothing has changed.
So, yeah, went yesterday. I was really excited because you guys haven't seen it, and you're so right in what you both said about it feeling like we're just such a big international city when you go up to the 10th floor and you walk out. It kind of does. You are a little bit taken aback when you first get out of the lift, aren't you? It's like, wow.
It's an experience. You go into a lobby and it's all plush and red and velvet, and then you go into this lift and you go all the way up to the 9th floor, and then you go upstairs, and it's very kind of Hunger Games.
I think it's very Hunger Games capital-esque,
yeah,
isn't
cool.
it?
It is cool.
But they're,
and
they're,
like
they're,
the 360 walkway around is cool as well. Yeah.
But the people who work there are so cool looking.
Yeah.
And their outfits are, again, very Hunger Games, dressed in the capital. Very
they look
elite,
so cool.
Way. Even one of the uniforms that one of them was wearing yesterday, like, the place has been only open a wet week, and it was like, it was almost like the uniform looked really old, but in a good way, like rustic and well-worn. I don't know, it's interesting. But anyway, so that was grand. Was starving. Sat down, had a look at the menu. I'd been told by Dave about the profiteroles and to keep some space for the profiteroles. So that was grand. Opened the menu. And the first thing that caught my eye, and this is where I'm going to really annoy foodies, okay? I genuinely don't eat out very much. I can't remember the last time I was in a restaurant, actually. And that's been truthful. Don't know, months ago. All I saw was, oh, give me a bit of that bread, right?
The bread basket.
The bread basket.
What? You just ordered bread?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, give me a bit of that bread. And then Jack was going for like, oh, what did he go for? Oh, he went for that curry, like fish curry kind of thing for a main. I was like, not for me. Thank you, darling. And I was looking around the menu, and all I could look at were how feckin' lovely the sides looked. So there was like green beans as a side, and I love green beans.
Okay.
And there was mash as a side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heck, I love mash. And as,
you're so culty sometimes.
As a starter, there was like this mozzarella thing, buffalo thing. And I was like, oh, I love a bit of cheese, mate. So I was like, for my main, could I get the cheese, the green beans, and the mash?
Oh my God.
And to say I had a ball.
So sorry, your starter, you went with bread, which they bring to the table anyway.
No, you have to order it. They charge us for it.
Okay.
Oh,
but
so
the bread, I remember.
The bread is one of the sexiest bread things I've ever had in my life.
Did you have the croissant-y kind of bread?
I was just
there's
about to say.
There's a croissant-y kind of bread in there, and then there's a treacle kind of brown slice as well.
Yeah.
Both.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
You guys
to Jack,
have lost touch with
no,
the common
wait,
man.
No, wait. Listen, the thing
the
about
croissant bread.
Well, I say croissant, not like him. I was going to say the croissant-y bread is like 20,000 croissants in one. What I mean by that is like the flakiness is incredible.
Okay,
and the
so
butter.
Croissant bread for starter.
Yeah.
Cheese. Mash and green beans for main.
Yeah, and to be honest, I wasn't really too into the cheese, so it was just mash and beans for me.
My God.
And I swear to God, oh, there were some cherry tomatoes in the beans as well. And I swear to God, I said to Jack, if they did take away mash and green beans, I would be their biggest delivery order. I'd be ordering it this morning. But like, can I have your mash and green beans?
Oh my God. You'd go to Shelburne in a tracksuit, wouldn't you?
I swear to God, I probably would. I've been to like the Dublin's new fancy restaurant, and all I have to tell you as the most non-foodie person in the world is get the green beans and the mash.
Did you get dessert?
Yeah, had the profiteroles.
Yeah, just me.
She'd rather
have
more mash.
I swear to God, I was more like, any more mash on the go?
Did they come over and pour the chocolate on it?
Yeah.
That wasn't interesting.
I didn't like the way it was the green ice cream in the middle of profiterole. I just wanted me cream.
Pistachio.
Is pistachio green? Is that not the nut?
Yeah. No. Yeah, pistachio is a nut. But
very green.
It's green, like. pistachio ice cream.
Right. Understood. Noted. Grand.
So like a Dubai green beans, yeah, but not green
chocolate.
The green beans. Honestly.
Oh my God.
Jack had a go and he was like, you've absolutely aced this tonight.
Hey, what's going on? Tony's Chocolate Only bringing its first ever Irish free chocolate pop-up experience to Dublin for one day only. It's today. It's happening at 11 o'clock on Fade Street Studios from, 12 o'clock to 7 o'clock with plenty of chunky chocolate up for grabs. And to celebrate, we have a year's supply of chocolate up for grabs today for you to win.
So designed to be both immersive and thought-provoking, the experience will be a treat for your senses and taste buds. Big flavour, bold colours, all rooted in Tony's mission to end exploitation in cocoa. So today, the pop-up event, fill your booths with chocolate. Fade Street Studios, as Dave said, today from 12 until 7 o'clock. So loads of time to get yourself in there if you're around town. Standing by to win a year's supply of chocolate this morning is Danny. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's the crack?
How are you, Danny?
Good, just driving to work.
Very good. Now, we see from your profile picture that you're a fitness guy. Do you eat chocolate, Danny?
Yes.
Good.
Religiously.
Good. Good, Danny. That's what we want to hear.
I hear it's one of the five a day.
Yeah.
Okay, where's work this morning, Danny?
A-rate.ie, windows and doors company.
Oh, very nice. So you make sure the houses are A-rated or B-rated.
Yeah. Very nice. We do all that SEAI grants.
I don't know what any of that means.
What does A-rated mean?
It's really good for energy or something, isn't it?
Yeah. You get grants back on your windows and doors. So you get $5,000 if you get your windows done. You get grants on your attic. It's handy out if you're buying a house, if you can afford one.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Very good, Danny.
So maybe if you're someone who has the money to buy a house, you'd know what A-rated means.
Yes, and Danny...
I don't.
Tell me this, the most personal question I'll ever ask somebody, what rating is your house?
I don't have one, so...
Fair enough. I have no idea what mine is. I think it's like... It could be like a D for all I know. I have no idea. Anyway, Danny, we are going to play a game of Tony or Not for you to win a year's supply of chocolate. We're going to name famous people. You have to tell us if they're called Tony or not. If you get 3 in 30 seconds, you win. So, for example, the President of Ireland with the surname Connolly, Tony or not, Danny?
Not.
Exactly. So that's the aim of the game. You have to get 3 more in 30 seconds. The very best of luck. Here we go.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The leader of the Springfield Mafia in The Simpsons, Tony or not?
Tony.
Exactly. English football manager with the surname Mowbray, Tony or not?
Not.
No, it was Tony.
Okay, green ogre who lives in a swamp with a donkey, Tony or not?
Not.
Yes. The first ever winner of I'm a Celeb UK, Tony or not?
Not.
No, it was a Tony.
We still have time. Friends character that doesn't share food, Tony or not?
Tony.
No. We're out of questions. Let's guess.
Singer of Into You and Women's God is a Woman, Ariana, Tony or not?
Not.
I had to come up with that on the spot. There was no more questions left, Danny.
To be honest, the questions were getting quite tricky because Callum's been really at the end of the pot scraping, looking for Tony's.
Tony Mowbray.
Yeah.
Who?
I haven't a clue. Tony it was Mowbray. A wild guess.
Oh, Tony Mowbray, yes.
Former Stoke manager. The winner of I'm a Celeb UK was Tony Blackburn.
Yes.
And do you actually know that?
Yes. It was former BBC DJ and Friends character who doesn't share food. Obviously not a Tony, it's Joey.
Lucky for you, Danny, we have no time to call someone else. So you have won 3 in 30 seconds.
We've got 3.
And we have won a year's supply of chocolate from Tony's Chocolate Only.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Have an A-rated day.
You too. See you later.
Bye. Don't forget that big event happening today at Fade Street Studios. We might see if you're around between 12 and 7. If you fancy filling your boots with Tony's Chocolonely.
Here's hoping Fade Street Studios is rated A so the chocolate doesn't melt.
I'm sure we are. Sure it will be. Tony knows what he's at. Here's Zara Larsson, you're on Spin. No nightmare when you can still see the light.
1038 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, another cracker ahead. Enjoy it.
Another glorious morning.
Great quiz. Sick. Girly quiz on the show after 8:30. I'm absolutely allergic to opening my WhatsApp today. So yesterday, I was trying to send a WhatsApp or open WhatsApp and it just kept coming up. Storage is full, storage is full.
Oh God. Oh. If that came up on my phone, I'd be like, my life is a shambles.
I was
that sort your life out. Like.
Do you think, really?
Yes, sort your life out.
Why, do you delete like big videos and stuff as you go from WhatsApp?
On WhatsApp specifically?
WhatsApp specifically, my storage was full.
So, okay, so not your phone.
Well, I did then. So basically, initially I looked at WhatsApp saying, what's the problem here? Like duplicates of videos, delete them all.
Right, okay.
Any kind of heavy video. Do you know, for work sometimes, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a big, long 13-minute video interview I'd sent to someone and I was like, delete, delete, delete.
Yeah, yeah. No, I delete all of them every couple of weeks.
Do you?
Yeah, I just go into them and I look at the big files and I'm like, I don't need that, I don't need that.
Such
the amount
bro,
of videos...
I never do that stuff.
The amount of videos I have deleted of Pippa's niece and nephew.
Right.
That she has sent me.
Oh, I get you.
And I'm like, yeah, they're lovely, but I don't need to see them again.
Yeah, I get you. Whereas I'd be very sentimental, and if there's videos exactly, of Florence yeah, and Will, like my niece and nephew group, I try to keep them. But anyway, I then went and looked at my storage, and yeah, my storage was really full. But I was like, okay, what I'll do is I'll just offload WhatsApp, just get rid of...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I reopened my WhatsApp, and I've lost all my chats from the last like 3 months. I'm raging.
If I had that, I would honestly cry. I have chats from... I've text messages and stuff from like back in 2017. Like,
really? Yeah. I wouldn't be that sentimental.
But I don't have the
media files.
If they're big, they're gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm fuming. Like, it's just such a weird place to open your WhatsApp and everything's from 3 months ago. I'm like, oh, no, what? No. I was looking for something I sent you this morning, Callum. And I was like, where is it gone? Oh, sure, it's gone.
I have a group chat with my friends, Megan and Senan, and we have 4,621 media things. The storage of that is 1.1 gigabytes and that's way too much. I need to go through that and delete that.
Oh, I'm after stressing you and he's going to be so distracted the rest of the show going through and deleting stuff. What have I done? Tricky. 10. Big week on the Tricky 10, hasn't it been? There's just been a lot of drama.
I love
the
budget
10.
And how much it's gone up.
Yeah, so unreal prizes to go this week. Now the VHI Women's Running Marathon, as you know, it's happening this Sunday. I'm nervous. 30,000 women from all over Ireland will be walking and jogging and running through the streets of Dublin. You had your big meeting about that yesterday, Dave, I believe.
I did, yeah.
Dave's going to be hosting the VHI Women's Mini Marathon.
Yes, I'm the only man allowed.
Yes, yes. Which is quite the honour, actually.
And the meeting was really informative and I learned so much.
Did you? No. I wasn't on it. What did you learn?
I learned that we don't know what the start time is yet. I don't know what time I have to be there at. And yeah.
Amazing.
But no, I am looking forward to it. It's going to be a crack and it's me and Fiona hosting it. So yes. It'll be good fun. I'm just going to make sure she does all the funny bits and yeah. I'll do all the information.
And I have to go and do all the running.
The what?
Yeah, your emergency exits.
Here.
And keep an eye out for Emma Nolan. We might need an ambulance. Now we're giving away two race entries every day on the show, and on Friday the highest score of the week is going to win these incredible prizes.
Yeah, this is so cool. Now listen up to this, right? Obviously, just for coming on, you have won two race entries for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon taking place this Sunday. Okay, we're giving away also, if you top the leaderboard, by the way, two Silvertone stainless steel watches with Echo Drive technology from the event's official timing sponsor, Citizen Watch Ireland, and two €500 top flight holiday vouchers, which is €1,000 holiday voucher.
And speaking of thousands, if you get all 10 questions correct, you win €1,000 on the spot on top of all that. So, Jess, top of the leaderboard right now. She scored 8 in 46.43 seconds. And on to try and beat that score today is Sarah. What's your plan for the day, Sarah?
I have to go to work, unfortunately.
What do you do, Sarah?
I work in HR.
You work in HR. I was going to ask, do you absolutely not love your job? But it's probably hard to love your job in HR, do you?
No, I do love my job.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I just wondered...
Yeah, like, people think negative things at HR. HR does wonderful things too.
I'm sure it does. I know it does.
Yeah, you think HR and you go, you're the person who fires people.
You see, I'm just watching The Office at the moment and I'm watching Toby in The Office and he's the head of HR and he really does not like his job. So whenever I think of HR, I think of just sitting back there in the annex and not really talking to anyone, that kind of stuff. But in actual fact, and then I think about it, our HR rep in here is lovely. Lovely person.
Has a lovely time.
Lovely people.
Lovely people. And have you caught a bit of sun over the last few days?
Not really, a little bit. I got out for the odd walk, but it's been pretty much in the office.
She's HR, so she's always in the office.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't leave.
I work on a nice campus though, so there's lots of lovely walks and I can wander around.
Cool.
So.
That's very nice.
You sound like you're HR in DCU.
Yeah, it sounds lovely.
Not DCU, but a different university, yes.
Keep naming it. Alright, Sarah, come here. How do you do on the Tricky 10 when you take it on? I hear you do quite well.
I do quite well when I'm not under pressure, but let's see when I'm under pressure.
Okay. Well, let's see how you are under pressure. This is the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. Just for coming on, you've won those entries for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. You've also, you're also in the draw apparently. No, sorry. And also, if you top the leaderboard, you will win those watches, you will win the €500 top flight holiday vouchers, and if you get all 10 questions correct, you will win €1,000. Now, Jess is currently on top of the leaderboard so far this week, scoring 8 in 46.43 seconds. What I will tell you, Sarah, is every morning I take on the Tricky 10 myself just to see how I do. Do you want to know how I did today?
Go on.
A 10.
Oh! See, I do think it's down to the look of the draw, the questions you get on the day.
I think you could do this, Sarah. I think this could be our first 10. So Emma's going to ask your questions. The very best luck. We're rooting for you.
Come on, Sarah. We got
Thank
this.
Thank you.
Big deep breath in. The Tricky 10 starts in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. How many years are there in 24 months?
12.
Obama being elected.
24 months.
Obama being elected and the and the Beijing Summer Olympics took place in the year 2000 and what?
8.
Translate this number from Spanish to English. Cinco.
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 5.
July is what number month of the year?
7.
The word bubble contains how many letter B's?
3.
Complete the name of this 2011 film turned into a Netflix series in 2024. What day?
Monday.
Ballsbridge and Donnybrook are in which Dublin postal district?
4.
Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan released a song a few years ago called 1990 what?
9.
How many track and field events make up a decathlon?
Oh, 3.
And what number? 2. We're out of time. Okay, very good.
I did terrible.
Why do you think you did terrible, Sarah?
I just got so nervous, like silly answers. No.
Relax now. I think you did a lot better than you're giving yourself credit for. Let's just toss them up and see.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ooh, a score of 7.
That's
Sarah,
brilliant.
Not bad at all.
Well done.
Really, really good.
Not too bad.
If this was any other week, everyone would be buzzing with that. Sarah, yeah. 7 is a really, really good score.
That's very much like you've topped the leaderboard type of score, you know.
And to be fair, you knew the answer to the first question, but you just panicked a bit.
I did.
Sometimes the wording of the questions can throw you as well.
Absolutely.
You know?
So the only one you got, the only two you got incorrect. How many years are there in 24 months? You said
12 initially.
You said 12 initially, and then you realised it was 2. And then later on, so it was the first question and the last question you answered. How many track and field events make up a decathlon? That is 10, and you said 3. We didn't get to the 10th question. So a score of 7 out of 9. Fantastic.
Yeah. And also, like, from going to 2 the whole way through with ding, 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 ding.
Correct.
Smashed it. Yeah, it's funny. You say cinco, but my Spanish family would pronounce the C in that as cinco.
I know, you see, but when you said cinco, I was going, I would think that's spelled TH.
Yeah, fair.
Even though that's how they say
it. No, I'm glad
you
said it.
To an Irish person,
the word was in front of me and I was like, what way will I say it? The way that
cinco.
Cinco. But I'm glad you said it that way. Sarah, hold your head up high. I think you did amazingly. And as we say, on another week, when the scoring wasn't so high, that very much could have done the business for you. So sorry it wasn't for you, but go and have a lovely day.
Good luck, Sarah.
No worries. And best of luck on Sunday, Emma.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Hopefully see you there.
Bye.
Okay, tomorrow is the final game of the week. Can we get a 10? Come on! If you listened this morning and you got a 10, you put your hand up, and by putting your hand up, you message us now, the word tricky, to 087-711-1038. You come in and swoop it. You take all those prizes off us tomorrow. On top of that, you win €1,000 on the spot.
I got a 10 this morning.
Yeah, you did. Well done.
Can I text in?
No.
I'd like two race entries. I would like to run the thing as opposed to host the thing.
Get in touch now with the word tricky, 087-711-1038, and come on and, as we say, win it all tomorrow. Whatever on spin.
Hey, what's going on? There's a lot of talk about the council recently.
Is there?
About Dublin City Council.
Oh yeah, Drury Street and all.
Well, Drury Street, and well, Sis Madden's luckily back, kind of open and back with a licence outside, which is fantastic. But and I know we always kind of hate on the council, right? And
as people,
I do, just personally. So I have a question, right? Obviously, they're doing a job, whatever. I don't think they're doing a great job, but here we are.
You can only say that in your Trump voice, sorry.
Not doing a fantastic job. They're not sending their best. So what I would like to, what I'm curious of, can you make suggestions to the council? Can the council set up a giant, you know, suggestion box outside their offices?
Yeah.
Because I think that that would actually be really good.
Yeah.
And it could be for simple things. Like, obviously, we'd all be like, open Jury Street to the public, or yeah, pedestrianise it, or make it, you know, so that we can all have fun on Jury Street. Whatever. But then I'm thinking, like, boring stuff. Like, I'm talking, I might as well be on News Talk talking about this, right? So I have some ideas. You're driving through Upper Rathmines into Lower Rathmines.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, here's just a suggestion that I would make personally because it works for me. Okay? The left turn, as if it makes you go onto the Rathgar Road, that should be blinking orange.
All the time.
All the time. For left. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So that traffic can move a little bit quicker. Because those lights, you know them yourself, Emma, are the slowest lights in the entire world. And most of the people backed up are actually turning left.
Yes.
And so then by the time, if you're turning right, by the time you get through them all, the lights are so slow to go green, but they're so quick to go red.
The problem at that junction as well is there's not enough room for two lanes of traffic. So like you said, you're backed up if you're turning.
Exactly. Yeah. So with the people going left should be able to just go left.
Yeah.
Have a look to the right. Is there something coming? No. Great. I can go. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about area around by the Rathgar Garda station there. Mm. Do you know what I mean? That kind of area. So that's just like one example. Say, for example, if you're on Hollis Street, okay, another issue.
Bad with traffic spot.
Another issue with Hollis Street is, no one knows that it's two lanes if you're going towards Pierce Street. It's not clear. You could turn left or you can go straight and go towards Pierce Street.
Everyone's always in the wrong lane there at the last second trying to dart into the right lane.
What everyone does is they just go in, oh, I'll go into the middle and the middle and the middle. So there just ends up being one line of traffic. You look, you know it's two. There's no lines on the road to be like, it's two. One for you if you're going left and on the right one if you're going straight.
Paint, lads. Get the paintbrushes out.
So I'm just like, is there a suggestion box? Can you go on to the website and be like, hey, just so you know, I think this area shouldn't be a roundabout. It should be lights. Mm. I think this area shouldn't be lights. I think it should be a roundabout. Mm. You know, that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. If you're driving, say, for example, Paschal and Tarf, you're coming into Fairview and you're going back towards the North Strand, right? That area, that should be an area where you can drive in the bus lane because no one knows how to drive in that area.
Oh,
everyone
right.
is just like really, really slow all the way up and you think, right, they're going towards North Strand. And then like the last minute, they'll turn into the right lane, they'll go towards Croke Park. And you're like, why? Why are you doing that? Like, what, you've filled up the entire back road of traffic and you're turning right anyway. You should be in the right lane. Mm. People don't know how to drive. So I think Dublin City Council should realise that and put a giant suggestion box, either physical one, make some good PR for themselves, or put it in a section on the website. Maybe it is already a section on the website. Is it?
I just checked. There is the Citizen Hub. It's a bit like our support
system. They guaranteed do not read that.
It's like our support system in work. You submit a ticket and then you can see the progress of it. Dave, get an account.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Someone's wondering if you're okay.
I'm not okay because it's just stupid things.
You're
like,
a
I
bad.
Feel like,
yeah,
is
yeah.
the Dublin City Council living in Kildare? Because they don't know anything about Dublin. It's like they don't know
I would
what's
suggest
annoying.
More flower baskets.
Okay.
Flower boxes, you can't go wrong, a bit of colour around.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Don't you agree?
I do like a flower box.
There's not enough of them in Dublin.
It's never really bothered me too much.
Yeah.
It's
get
more
it into
just
your
like...
head now and then notice the lack of them.
Anyway, thank you for indulging me.
That's
yes.
okay, that's okay. Suggestions welcome on 087-711-1038. It's Flo now, it's been...
It's a girly quiz, makeup and hair's interior. How will Dave do?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. Once a week, Dave is put through his paces in a massive way, under a lot of pressure, trying to learn more and more things about women. We're 4 years into this game.
Just got a nice text in there from Sophie. Morning, lads, listening in from Tenerife for the girly quiz on my partner Steve's 30th.
Oh.
We play the girly quiz every week, so he's learning with Dave. Please give him a happy birthday shout out to him. Steve, happy birthday, my man.
I cannot believe you're on your holidays and you're up this early to listen to the girly quiz. Well done. That's dedication to learning. Go on, Steve.
Poor Steve's on his holidays. Leave him alone, Sophie.
Like, get out of bed. We've got things to learn. I got your notebook. You're 30 now, Steve. You should know more.
You've been studying for this now, Steve. Come on.
Okay, and on as Dave's phone a female this morning is Nikita. Morning, Nikita.
Morning, Nikita. How are
morning.
You? All right, Nikita, this is the most important question I'll ask you on the girly quiz today. What is your area of expertise? Is it health, beauty, body parts? What? Where do you lie?
None.
None.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Nikita's here for the Elvery's voucher.
Nikita's worse than me at the girly quiz.
So the girly quiz is with the VHI Women's Only Marathon. It takes place this Sunday, bringing thousands of women to walk, jog or run the 10-kilometre route. Our phone of females today, Nikita, you've won the €100 Elvery sports voucher just for coming on. And as title sponsor, VHI is proud to support every participant, celebrating the energy, determination and community spirit that make the VHI Women's Uni Marathon so special. Nikita, you stay there. Dave will definitely need you. And final little bit of housekeeping to say is, if there's kids in the car, as always, just keep your hand on the dial. I do think, and I say this every week, but genuinely, it would take Dave going very rogue for your child to hear something inappropriate this morning. I think we should be all good. Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 5 wins, 8 losses so far in 2025. Six.
Do I not have 6 wins? No, I have six wins.
6 wins and eight losses. So you're calling it back.
Let me have a loss there. 6 wins, 8 losses. Don't worry about the losses. It's about to be 7-8.
Question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave. We're keeping the VHI Women's Money Marathon in mind because it's happening on Sunday. Many of the women taking part will be wearing a sports bra for a more comfortable run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be too dirty on you here. If you're in or around, we'll take it. Approximately how much can a good sports bra reduce breast movement during exercise? Percentages.
What? How much percentages of movement?
No. How much can a good sports bra reduce breast movement, hold you down during exercise? As in, the reason women wear them is obviously to stop the jangling. So in percentages, out of 100% of no movement whatsoever, to zero being like, you might as well not be wearing a bra, what percentage does a good sports bra keep the girls down?
Okay, I would say, I don't know, I'm just picking a number here, like 95% is what I'd say. Maybe it's 100, but like, you'd still have a little jiggle, so
that's
not 100.
Yeah, and obviously some ladies have much bigger, like I've got very small boobs, but like some ladies have much bigger boobs, so you know the sports bra has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I know.
You have two lifelines. You have your simplify, which might actually be the more useful.
Yeah, I think I'll simplify
here.
This one. This is, I feel like, a very tough worded question, to be honest.
I don't think it is at all.
I'm just going to say I don't like the question, Emma. I don't like question one.
You're allowed to not like things.
That's fair enough. I'm glad I'm not allowed, because I don't enjoy the first question. I think it's not in the spirit of the girly quiz.
I think it is, actually. A sports bra would have a tag on it.
I feel like I'm doing a maths quiz. I don't know. That's just me.
A sports bra would claim that they reduce movement by like whatever percent. They're mm-hmm. like, this is why you're spending your money.
But you know the way, like,
so
say for example,
you don't get back pains, you don't have jingy jangly.
Like hand sanitizer would advertise always as 99 kills 99.9% of bacteria. Whereas I don't think sports bras advertise as stops 99.9% of movement of boobs.
Some of them do, actually. Right, we're going to simplify it. Approximately how much can a good sports bra reduce breast movement during exercise? Is it A, 40 to 50%? Is it B, 70 to 80%?
It's got to be 70 to 80.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay, we're moving off that question that he didn't like.
Oh, you wait till International Men's Day.
I'm always on my holidays for International Men's Day. I'm always in Thailand or somewhere. So I've never, ever had to take on a manly quiz. I'm like, yeah, when's International Men's Day? Get me out of here. Okay, question number two in the girly quiz this week, Dave. You still have Nikita standing by if you need her. Which of the following is a well-known Korean beauty skincare company?
Oh, crap.
Is it A, La Roche-Posay? Is it B, CeraVe? Or is it C, Anua?
Oh, Anua sounds the most Korean. La Roche-Posay sounds French. What's the other one?
CeraVe.
CeraVe. Sounds French.
That's a very tactical way to look at the question, in fairness, which I hadn't considered.
And the other one?
Anua.
Do I go? What do you think, girls? Will I go for it? What do you think? 0877113, will I go for it? Will I just go for it, girls?
Ask the audience.
I just think you should have a bit of confidence in yourself, girls. Do you know what I mean?
You should back yourself.
You should back yourself, I think. You know what I mean? 30,000 women are going to back themselves to one of the VHI Women's Mini Marathon on Sunday. I think I'm going to back myself, girls. Anua, final answer. Voulou vous coucher avec moi ce soir. I know French so easy. Well, I don't know French at all. But the what are the ones you said?
La Roche-Posay.
La Roche-Posay is too French.
CeraVe.
Sounds like C'est la vie. It's too French.
That's so funny.
I back myself, Curtis. You know what? That's your confidence there. Back yourself.
Going
that's
into
all I'm
the
saying.
Day ahead.
And Nikita's still on the phone.
She is.
I have this in the bag, girl.
Right. Fair play to you. Question number three. Can he take the win this week again?
Come on.
Dave, during pregnancy, a woman grows an entirely new organ. What's it called?
The baby.
No. That's a baby, not an organ. Although the baby has organs. But no, I can't accept that. If we were like, no.
Technically, I mean.
I was sitting there yesterday and I was like, he's going to say the baby and he's going to argue that you're growing the baby's organs. But no, okay. During pregnancy, a woman grows an entirely new organ. What's it called?
An entirely new organ. I'm trying to think, apart from the baby, what's connected? So you obviously have the womb, that's where the baby is. But what's the only other thing? I think if I was to hazard a guess, it would be the umbilical cord. That's what my guess would be. But I am't confident. I've already backed myself, girl. I can't do it twice in a row.
So I'm gonna confident, girls, but we're not that confident.
Yeah, exactly. We're confident, but we're realistic as well. So I'm going to call in Nikita, and hopefully Nikita will know. Nikita, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Women apparently grow another organ when they're pregnant. What is that organ?
The placenta.
The placenta. Oh, Nikita, I'm so buzzing that I came to you. The placenta, which is what some women eat, apparently, after they've given birth, because apparently it's full of nutrients. That's just one fact I know about the placenta. I know you didn't ask. There it is anyway. Nikita, how sure are you?
Maybe 80%. I had two kids, so I'm sure it's the placenta.
And you don't, think, sure, it's, you don't think it's the umbilical cord?
It could be.
Oh, no. You're saying placenta?
Yeah, okay. I hope.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I have on multiple occasions played this girly quiz and decided to go against the phone a female when they weren't confident, and I hate when I go against them and I'm wrong. So I'm going to go with you, Nikita, and I'm going to say the placenta. I think that's a good answer, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm happy with question two. I back myself, girls.
You got to say the words
placenta, even though I think it could be wrong.
Oh,
final answer. Well done, Nikita. Congratulations. You have already won yourself €100 Elvery sports voucher, and now you have won my absolute respect.
Oh, yay.
Well done, Nikita. Fair play to you. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Nikita.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck. Bye.
Callum, talk to us about the umbilical cord. That kind of gave me a little bit of a fright there when he said that.
I haven't searched it. I think it just exists.
Oh, it's right. Not an organ, like. You don't know.
I don't think it would qualify as an organ.
I don't even know what an organ is.
An organ is your skin, your heart, your lungs.
Yeah, oh, I know examples, but I don't know what makes it an organ.
Versus something like a body part.
Versus like,
I get you.
You know, yeah.
Do you know what? You don't need to worry about that right now. You've enough learning done.
That's
for
true.
One day.
And do you know why, girls? Because I backed myself.
And to Steve in Tenerife, you learned all
about
it.
Happy birthday,
Steve.
I did that for you, my man. It's the girly
quiz. With the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Walk, jog, or run your way on Sunday, May 31st.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Men are annoying me again on the girly quiz. Can you believe the neck of them? The question three this morning, which when you type into Google, a woman creates an entirely new organ when pregnant. What's it called? The answer, pretty decisively on Google, is the placenta. However, on further research this morning, it turns out the umbilical cord is also, well, we know that. We do know it's a temporary organ during pregnancy, but it does qualify as an organ, so we would have had to give it to you.
Does everyone love when I go for an answer myself and get it right? Because does everyone love that as much as I do? Because that is a rush like no other.
Right.
It's a real humbling experience when you go, I'm not going to use my lifeline, I'm going to guess the answer,
and I get it wrong. Yeah.
Very humbling. But when I get it right, lads, oh my God, that's a rush. That's a feeling like no other.
Mm.
I'm having a great day.
Morning, what's happening?
Really nice little thing has just kind of happened in my life. New little exciting thing. So when I was in college, I went to college in Limerick, in UL, and I would have started in 2011, so I guess I would have finished in 2015. And there was a really nice crew of us that hung out together. We kind of became friends, funnily enough. One of the girls here, Cuiva, we met on our first day, our orientation day. We were doing the same course. Cuiva had a lot of fun in first year and had to repeat first year, so we kind of had to do
a couple of mates like that
times.
Too.
Yeah. Cuiva had a great time.
Morning, Jamie. Morning, Carl. How are you?
But we kind of all made friends with like each other's housemates and stuff. And there was a crew of about seven of us, really sound girls or whatever. And there was this one girl in the group called Heidi, and she is lovely.
It's a cool name.
Great name. And I have not seen Heidi since 2015.
How do you spell Heidi?
H-E-I-D-I.
Ah, yeah. Cool.
So yesterday, I get a message from Heidi on my DMs, and I just think it's probably a happy birthday message or something. We'd like loosely be in touch on WhatsApp, but not often, you know? We've probably lost touch. And she says, did I just see you in Eastball? And I was like, no, I've been in work since 6 o'clock. And she was like, you have a doppelganger or whatever. And so we got chatting. And she was like, oh, like, how long have you lived in Dublin? I was like, geez, 8 years. How long are you living in Dublin? Blah, blah, blah. She's living here years as well. And then Cuiva, who works downstairs, popped up and said happy birthday. And I was like, guess what? I've just heard from Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
So me, Heidi, and Cuiva are meeting up next week.
Ah, lovely.
That's so nice.
That's cute.
That's like
what are you going to do?
I don't know. Yes, the plan is just that we've agreed on Thursday.
You should skip class and go to the shopping centre or something.
down to the Crescent shopping centre.
Go on, you
go down to Angel Lane.
Get a kebab.
Yes.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Myself and you, Emma and Fiona from Emma, Dave and Fiona. We had a photo shoot last week, right? And we had makeup done and all that kind of thing. And I went to bed that night and my face was on fire.
Yeah, you had a bit of an allergic reaction to something.
I had a reaction to the makeup, right? Mm. And so my face got a bit puffy and things like that, and I just felt like it was on fire. And so the next day, lucky for me, Pippa is very good at like skincare and things like that. So she was there and she was just like, because we obviously don't live together, but she has stuff in my house. So she was like, well, we were on FaceTime. And so she goes, go into the bag there and get this out and this out and this out. And she was like, right, you're going to wash your face just with water. Then you're going to put this on. Then you're going to put this on. And I was like, yeah, right, sound. And she was on FaceTime at the time. And so she's like, right, just put that moisturizer now all over your face. So I did exactly what I was meant to do. I put the moisturizer on my hands. I rubbed it together. And I went and I put it all over my face. As most men would do, I scrubbed my face. She went, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? She's like, you're after putting that on your eyes. I was like, yeah, that's part of my face. So you told me to wash my face.
Yeah.
So like, imagine you have moisturizer in your left hand, your right hand. You close your eyes and you go, what I did. And I rubbed it in and I put it all over my face, the top half of my face, the bottom half of my face.
Just a quick side note, the way men put on moisturizer makes me really sad. Not all men, but you know, not all men.
Always not all men. But so she was like, what the hell are you doing? She's like, don't put that on your eyes. I was like, you said put it on my face. How was I meant to know you're not supposed to put it on your eyes? She's like, well, you don't put shower gel in your eyes. I said, what? She said, you don't put shower gel in your eyes. I said, yes, I do.
Yeah.
As soon as I get into the shower and you do the shampoo, whatever. But then I do the shower gel, put a couple of pumps of shower gel in my hand, rub it together, straight on the face.
Yeah.
Rub it everywhere. Rub it all over my torso, over my legs, whatever.
Sorry.
And she was like, you wash
your... My only issue there is that you use shower gel rather than something for your face. But she has an issue with anything like this going into your eyes.
But it's not into my eyes. My eyes aren't open. On the eyelids.
Okay, so she doesn't scrub her eyes in the shower is what she's saying.
Maybe her eyes are manky.
Probably uses like a really nice like little cotton pad to clear her makeup off that way.
Instead. Yeah.
I cannot cope when, for whatever reason, I can't scrub my eyes.
Yeah.
So for example, I've often said, and obviously since we started this show 4 years ago, I've never worn as little makeup as I do now, just with the early starts. I couldn't be bothered. But sometimes I genuinely think I'm less tired when I have makeup on because I can't rub my eyes when I have mascara on. I'm always rubbing my eyes. And in the shower, I remember when I got my first lash lift, which was only a few months ago now. And thanks a million, out the door. And they said, just one thing, you can't rub your eyes for like 24 hours.
Don't tell me that.
And
honestly,
I was like, if I knew that before the lash lift, I just wouldn't have got the lash lift because I love scrubbing my eyes. Like, I'm in the shower with my face wash.
No. It's face wash you use?
I'd use, yeah, like I wouldn't.
I just use, I have two bottles. I have shampoo, no, three bottles. I have shampoo, I have conditioner, I have shower gel.
Shampoo, conditioner, shower. Okay, fair.
So shampoo and conditioner are only for my hair.
A separate conversation we can talk to about skincare in the shower for you rather than putting nasty shower gel in your face, because your skin on your face is a bit more precious. That's a separate.
That's what they say also. Like, what's the story with that? Like, why?
I'll actually tell you a good brand.
So what, you're saying I should have shower gel, conditioner,
shampoo
and then face wash. So the shower gel is just from your neck down.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Stupid. Anyway, not the conversation.
Not the conversation.
The conversation we're having this morning is...
I scrub all the way. I love getting in there and scrub-a-dub-dubbing and getting all the crap out of... Like, your eyes get a bit gross.
Yeah.
Like, there's chunky little bits in there and your eyes
she
feel
was
so much
so
more
shocked.
Alive after.
She was so shocked. She was like, you do what in the shower? I was like, I wash my eyes with shower gel. Not like my eyeballs, but just the eyelids. Like, it's very hard to describe, but you put your face in your hand and you go...
Everyone gets it. Yeah, it's lovely. And you get right in there, so like, yeah, where all the sleep gets.
So,
scrub it all out.
I'm curious, 087-711-1038. She's mental, right? Like, is that, it's okay to scrub your eyes with shower gel. That's fine, right? I've never had anything wrong with my face, bar that one time I wore makeup for a photo shoot and I had a little bit of reaction. What's the story there? Because maybe you're very passionate about it, maybe, because people was genuinely horrified by it. 087-711-1038, voice notes are welcome on this. I'm just curious, and I'd say most men are listening going, what the hell is he talking about? Of course.
Do you wash your eyelids? Let's do a little straw poll and get a percentage on this, right? Eyelids scrubbing or not? 087-711-1038. Eyelids scrubbing or not? To 087-711-1038. Get in touch and let us know.
To have such a reaction, I thought, was mental.
She really lost it, did she?
She was like, what are you doing?
Oh, Pip and her precious. I'm saying I love scrubbing my eyes. And
I
lots of
like
people, it turns out, don't touch
I'm
their
glad
eyes.
You're with me on this one, Em.
I am. I love
I thought girls were going to go mad at me now.
Yeah. The only thing I would, if I could offer a little bit of feedback, is maybe just get yourself a nice face cleanser.
Ah, that's
than...
just marketing. It's the same thing.
Do you reckon? Hannah's standing by. Do you scrub your eyes?
Never.
Why? Like,
Pippa is 100% right.
How? Like, what's wrong with doing it? Like,
I just think, I don't know, maybe I just have really sensitive eyes, but if any tiny dot of shower gel got in my eyes, I wouldn't be able to see for like 3 days.
Really?
I feel like it just burns the eyes off of me.
Okay. That's fair if it gets in the eyeball, but like, I'm just talking about the eyelids, you know what I mean? With the, like, I would close my eyes.
But how do you avoid that though? Like, a little bit could get in your eye. I think that's my issue.
If
that's
that happens, I just grab the shower head and open my eye and get it out.
But I'm not scrubbing to the point where I'm opening my eyes with my fingers. Like, I'm just like kind of putting it over. Like, I'm able to.
I just can't believe you've never had the satisfaction of scrubbing your eyes before.
I know, and now I'm like, am I missing out?
Yes, you are.
So every single time you go to wash your face, Hannah, you just go around the eye. So you go the bridge of your nose, around the eye sockets, up back to your forehead.
Never ever touch my eyelids.
Oh, Hannah, give it
and
a go.
And that's making me sound dirty.
Instantly, I'm thinking, oh, to state your eyelids.
What you should do is use, you know, one of those like nice little cleanser washes. They're lovely.
Yeah,
I use
my cellar water. Like,
yes,
taking off my makeup, I'd use my cellar water and then I'd use like a La Roche-Posay face cream or face oil wash.
Very nice.
Very fancy.
Okay, Hannah, thank you very much.
Thanks. Hannah. Good luck.
Bye.
I realise this might be a little bit lost on you, Dave, but for example, if I do wear makeup during the day, I would much prefer to take it off in the shower with a scrub rather than doing what Hannah was saying, the La Roche-Posay and the, you know, I think it's such a lengthy experience, whereas if I get into the shower and get my face scrub, it's all done. Easy
peasy. I feel
like
we're turning into news talk with the amount of skincare we're talking about.
Hey, we've never really done skincare in the show. We're all right. Here's Jen.
So here, my husband doesn't even use shower gel because he doesn't like the feel of it.
Oh.
He washes himself like that. His whole face, head, ears, eyes, everything. Scrubs his beard with Dettol soap.
Yeah.
The yellow Dettol soap. Now, I wouldn't do it, but
throwback.
That's what he does. And he says he feels a lot cleaner after washing with Dettol soap.
I absolutely love washing with soap. We have soap in the... Actually ran out of shower gel the other day.
I hate washing
with
soap.
Love it.
I hate when you go into a hotel and they give you a bar of soap. Why are you giving me that? Like, I'm going to use it once. It's going to slip out of my hand. It's going to fall on the floor. I'm never going
to
use it
again. I actually have an exfoliating mitt and we ran out of shower gel the other day. I was like, just use the bar of soap till we get to the shop. And if you scrub the bar of soap against the exfoliator mitt, you feel so clean when you wash with soap. It's class, like proper soap. Aoife is there.
You're sending chills down my back here. How can you put shower gel on your eyes?
Why?
Oh my God. No.
That was Pippa's reaction. That was exactly it. And I was going, What is the matter with you? It's not that bad.
What side of the fence are you on, Lana?
Yeah, I put on exfoliating gloves and I scrubbed my entire face. It's eyes
exfoliating
included.
Glove.
Oh my God, yeah. That's ridiculous. That must be so itchy well, on your eyes.
I don't scrub them raw, like, but yeah. I obviously...
I can't imagine putting an exfoliator glove on
my
eyes.
Part of your face, like...
we talked earlier on in the show, actually on the Girly Quiz, we were talking about Korean skincare brands, and Anua that I mentioned actually have an exfoliator facial scrub, and I would scrub the exfoliator facial scrub around my eyes, but a glove to me just sounds so harsh.
That sounds really rough. I know you're not, like, going mad at it, but I just can't imagine how it wouldn't be itchy. I'm thinking of also, like if you were to do it with a tan mitt, then fine, because they're soft, but like a glove.
Yeah, the exfoliating gloves are pretty rough on the skin. Well, hey, you know the satisfaction of getting a good eye scrub, Lana.
Do you
exactly. I could never ever get those like fake eyelashes. Those like,
oh, I know,
because you'd have to scratch
your eye. Annoying, yeah.
I couldn't help.
I feel like you should probably be able to see through your eyelids with if you're scrubbing them.
Mind yourself and have
one
a great day.
One day. Yeah.
Thanks, Lana. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Do you know what I also will say? Like, not to go on that side, like on Pippa's side, but like face masks, I suppose, do have holes in them for your eyes.
Yeah.
But that's not for me. As in, that for me, that's not just because you're not meant to put them on your eyes. It's just so you can see and do stuff
exactly.
while you put the mask.
So you don't feel like you're completely. Like out of action.
The masks I sometimes use, they come with the eyes in the actual thing, so you could take, you know,
you
the
take
way
out if you want,
you know,
to.
Like Billy Roll, you take out the eyes out of the ham. Do you know what I mean? That that vibe, you could do that with the face mask.
Billy
Roll face mask, same
tomato,
thing.
Tomato, potato,
Recharged.
And every day this week, we've been giving you €200 one for all vouchers.
Yeah.
We are celebrating the release of the epic new live action adventure, Masters of the Universe. It's in cinemas on the 3rd of June.
I can't believe we're nearly in June. Is that like next Friday or something? Probably.
I think it's actually on Monday.
Is it?
It is. The 1st of June is Monday.
1st of June is Monday. So this movie's in cinemas on Wednesday. Okay.
Wednesday.
So the premise of the movie is, after spending 15 years searching for the legendary Sword of Power, Adam, he finally discovers the truth about his destiny. He returns to Eternia. He finds his kingdom under the rule of this scary guy called Skeletor. I don't even know that he's scary. I just know what his name.
It's a skeleton.
It's a skeleton. Oh. To save his world, Adam must become He-Man and prove that true strength comes from within. Sounds like a good movie.
Oh, Skeletor is that meme.
Can I see?
Yeah, that's from the classic. Cinema in this weather. Good idea because of the aircon.
Yes, I actually saw. No, swear to God, my friend has two kids and she put a photo inside the cinema the other day saying, here for the aircon.
Yeah, fair.
And the frozen drinks.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of smart now that I think about it. Like.
Yeah. It's a nice way, and you can actually go. What you do is you go to the late viewing, don't you? Mm. Like you wait rather than going at 7.
Yeah,
it's like
fair.
I'll actually go at 9:30. €200 one for all voucher to go on this all this week, as we said. Now we did tell you, you do have to answer the phone a very specific way with He-Man's famous phrase. So hopefully we'll get it in one this morning.
I have the power.
Yay!
Hell yes, Lisa. Well done. Congratulations. You have won yourself a €200 one for all voucher.
Well done, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
What's the plan for the day?
I'm working.
Are
so
you?
What do you do, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm alterations.
Alteration. Oh, do you know what, Lisa? I only went in to get some clothes altered yesterday and they pinned me up and they put pins in my clothes and all that kind of stuff. It was quite a fun experience.
Oh, it's
nice
such a talent to be able to do it. I wish I could do it. You must be out the door, are you? They're always so busy. Very good. Well, look, enjoy your day. You have a €200 one for all voucher to look forward to spending however you wish.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Lisa. Have a great day.
Bye. Last chance to win that €200 one for all voucher tomorrow on the show. We'll do it just before 7:30. My only time trying to get into alterations myself was I went through a phase a few years ago trying to dye my own clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, if the white jeans don't look very white anymore, keep them but dye them black. Mm. You know,
do you remember that period of time where people used to do tie-dye?
Yeah,
that
back
was
in
bizarre.
School, you know, everyone used to have the lady that came into school to make a tie-dye t-shirts for some reason. Do you remember them?
No.
All right,
was she a student?
No. Some woman with big, mad, curly hair. I remember coming in, we all made her tie-dye t-shirt. It must have been 2001.
Everyone had that, right? The big woman with the curly hair would come in and tie-dye her t-shirts. That wasn't some sort of fever dream Emma had.
It happened. But yeah, basically, I learned from trial and error that lots of materials don't take to dye.
Mm.
So you pay like a tenner for the thing of dye. You put it into the washing machine. In the washing machine, you're like, oh my God, that's going to be such a pink top. I can't wait to see it. And it comes out and it's like puny pink.
Okay.
It doesn't take the dye at all. So alterations.
I enjoyed getting the alterations done yesterday. I have to
it makes you feel great.
I'm hoping. Well, it's going to be. They're going to be lots smaller clothes. I can't wait. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.